Hello everyone, welcome back to Help Me Think, another episode of me talking about whatever. It's really hot right now because in London it's gotten so hot so quickly, and also it's weird to record something without really seeing myself in the reflection in the window because it's not dark at this time yet. So yeah, that's also a special episode, you can say. Anyways, I'm just actually trying to not start the topic because I wasn't quite sure of what to talk about today. I found in my like little list with ideas what I can talk about on the podcast. I wrote it down from a book, like a quote. It was in Russian. It said, "Self-isolation is a privilege." And first I realized that it sounds kind of contradictory or like counterintuitive to what we kind of used to now, because we also used to being always connected through social media and to kind of always seek to go out with people or just meet with people and, you know, just be integrated. And for me, it's also something that I want to learn social skills, you know, social communication skills, and kind of like be integrated in like society life. And also in quite a few, like in a book that I can remember now, it was about happiness, and one of the points was about community, and that people who live like in Denmark, there is living communities, I don't know what they're called, but basically it's like a little, like a mini village, and people have, let's say, like weekly maybe dinners together or something, or they watch each other's children one after another, and, you know, just kind of like they organize some communal things, to like some activities maybe, or they share some tools or something. So it's like living community basically. And that was one of the points kind of that the author stated, that like Danish people are happy because of this as well. And that's kind of that's why it kind of feels like people are happier when they are with other people. And I also think that is true in like most cases, and maybe, you know, like general picture. So if you're never with people, if you're completely isolated, and also probably there is important detail like as to why you are actually isolated from people. But nevertheless, the point of self-isolation is a privilege doesn't really sound like it is true, because I don't know, I feel like for me at some point, and maybe for many people, it sounds like not a chore, like, you know, like it's a necessity that you sometimes, like you are sometimes isolated, and then you try to maybe catch up with your friends again, or to like get in touch with some other people, like when you're just so alone, and it's just like something bad, you know. And sometimes I guess, yeah, if you haven't decided to be isolated, then it might be not such a good thing. But if we look at it from a different viewpoint, that not everyone has the ability and the opportunity to isolate themselves, even if they wanted to. So they don't even have the choice. So like, you might want to be integrated with other people, and you might want to be in a community, and it's completely fine, and it's great, and it's good if you have this community as well. But if you want to be isolated, then you can. Let's say I want to delete social media, right? And I can do it because I have basically just the basic things. I have other media, like, you know, messengers that I can still be connected to people. Well, I don't really know what point I'm making right now, but, you know, like, I am not completely isolated from, let's say, my family. Like, they're not going to be worried about me because I delete social media, and I am separated from this big, huge social media platform, right? But if we take, like, a different example, I think this book was talking about the times of COVID and where people were encouraged to self-isolate themselves, and that not everyone was actually able to do it, and that was a privilege to be able to do so. Because let's say older people who are just not able to, let's say, use, I don't know, internet delivery services, or I don't know, something, right? Or people, like older people who are not able to go out only once a week to get groceries because they're not able to carry all of them, they just don't have the option of self-isolating themselves. Or maybe they can't even go out at all. They can't go outside, they can't go to the store, so someone has to bring them food, right? And then they just can't choose to be self-isolated. But they are dependent on other people. And that is actually that's so true. Because I've been noticing how I've been self-isolating myself over the past, I don't know, half a year, I guess. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But in general, I feel like I live pretty self-isolated, apart from like going to school, but like it is obviously some interactions, but if it's like 2 hours a day or like 4 hours of school a day, then that's it. And if I don't really talk to anyone in class, then I just sit there and I'm being taught something, and then I go home and I do my own stuff in my room or outside, but I'm doing it alone. And that's been pretty much it. And especially like the last, I guess, I don't know what, 2 weeks, the main things that I do, like I have been talking to people as well, but it's not vital, you know what I mean? Like for things that I need to do, like I need to have food, and also kind of like my hobbies that I do, I don't know what my hobbies are, gym, reading, I don't know, journaling, going for walks, I can do it myself, and I can do it myself. That's the thing, like I have the privilege of doing it myself. And obviously there is a difference between self-isolating by going to the woods, let's say, and just living there in this cabin. I saw this guy on somewhere, TikTok, who lives in like this cabin, and he's got like solar batteries to power his whole house. He's built it all himself. He's got this rainwater collecting tank, I don't know, and then he's got it in his shower, like inside the house. He grows his food, he doesn't pay the bills, and he's got even like a computer to play in his room, in his house, in this cabin, all powered by solar battery. That's crazy. Like that's a different, you know, level of self-isolation, I guess. But also self-isolate, like I feel like a person, if he lives in the woods, right, and then he plays on his computer, and you know he talks to people, let's say every day, who he's playing with, and then if he posts on social media and he gets feedback on his videos, and you know maybe he's got some, I don't know, content manager or something, right, who does this, I don't know, something for him, and his monetization and all that stuff. I don't really know how it works, but let's say there is someone. And then there is a person who lives in a big city. Like, I'm not going to say me, because I'm not completely self-isolated, and I do still talk to people, and lately I feel like I've been, like, opening up more. I love this weather, honestly. It's making me, I don't know, first so, like, motivated and so passionate about so many things, and just so like creative and curious, and I research stuff, and I get to do, like I finally do stuff that I've been wanting to do for so long, but I've never just got the like motivation. Right, I'll go back to it, but I want to finish my point. So I'm not completely like self-isolated, because I still talk to people, and again, like I said, I've been oh my god, I've been being more open and social, I think, in my environment, my surroundings. I feel like I've been less active on my phone, maybe, but it's hard to say. Anyhow, let's say there is a person who lives in a big city, but they don't talk to anyone, they don't really go out, like, they go out, they do some things that they have to do, grocery shopping, I don't know, maybe they don't, maybe they get delivery or whatever, it doesn't really matter, right? So they kind of, like, they just live, maybe they're happy. I'm not talking about, like, who is happier out of those two. Both are fine. But I feel like the person who, in the city, who sees so many people every day, so let's say they do go out, they do go to, let's say, lectures or something, or to work, but they just sit at the computer the whole day, so they don't really have to communicate for their work. Then they go to the store, they see so many people around them, they walk on the streets, but they never talk to anyone, they don't really communicate with anyone at the shops. Then they go home and then they, like, do the same thing. Maybe they even do sports, they go to the gym, let's say, but they don't do, like, classes, right? They don't do, like, team sports. So it doesn't have to be someone who sits in their room all day. They do a lot of stuff, but it's kind of like alone activities. And it feels like this person, I would say they're more self-isolated than the guy who lives in the woods in his cabin. But both feels like a privilege, actually, because if you're, like, I guess it's not that often that you'd, although I don't know, in this, like, now at this point, I'm not sure if there's more jobs that require you to speak to people or more jobs that don't require you not to speak to people. Because if we take all the jobs, also like remote jobs, where you maybe do something just on your computer, not like calling someone, but like maybe typing things, I mean, yeah, then you do communicate probably with people, but I guess there is more jobs that require you to speak to people, so that is kind of rare, so kind of like a privilege, I guess. I mean, privilege I feel like might be both, it can be subjective, because I say, like, okay, for me, like, it's a privilege to, I don't know what, let's say do sports, right? Because I realize how, like, lucky I am that I can do it, that I have the ability. But then, okay, I have an example, it's, I don't know, just, I like particular examples, because it's easier to, and more realistic, right? So, if I ran a marathon, and I'm like, wow, I am so lucky to actually be here, and to be able to be with those people, and to run it, and I have the ability, and I have the strength, and, you know, I'm healthy enough. And then there is this pacer guy, you know, with this, like, little flag on their back that shows how fast they're going and, like, estimated finish time, so that people can orient themselves at this person. Okay, I don't actually know if they get paid for it, but let's say they do get paid for it. And let's say this person, they need this money, and this is their only opportunity to get this money, right? Because otherwise, like, they haven't found a job, and this is actually the only way for them to get money to pay their rent or whatever. And then for them, I guess this run does not feel like a privilege. It feels like something they have to do, like they're forced to do it basically by their life circumstances, right? So this is kind of subjective. But at the same time, like, yeah, they could also see it as, wow, I am actually lucky that I can run. Not being pacer, but, like, being able to run this race is still a privilege, because not everyone has the ability. However, if we talk about privilege, like, let's say it's kind of similar to, like, what is abnormal and what is normal. Because there's different definitions of abnormality, and also then, like, privilege, is it something that is rare? So if we say it is a privilege to, I don't know, like, then I would say it's not a privilege to run a marathon, because, I mean, yeah, I guess it's so hard to say, because I don't really have the statistics, because also it includes, like, paying for the place, or also to traveling to the place where you're going to be. But anyways, let's say running, not marathon, let's leave the marathon. I'm just also in a marathon mindset, because there was a London marathon literally, like, what, 5 days ago. So on this Sunday, last Sunday from when this is going to be coming out, so a week ago, yeah, so I'm just having, like, this is where I'm getting marathon from. Anyways, let's say running, right? Just like moving your body in the way of running. And I guess that still in this world, there is more people who would be able to run, right? So in percentage, there is less disabled people or, you know, way too old people who, or, you know, ill people who are like in the hospital or something, who are not able to run. And then is it still a privilege? Because like, it is the majority of people who actually can do it, right? So it's like so hard to, like, I don't actually know what definition of privilege to take, but I guess I prefer the one with, so even if there is minority of people who cannot do it, there is still some people who cannot do it. And I guess maybe because it's more optimistic, it's just more like appreciative of what you have. And it makes you really like see and realize that what you're doing is not, like, it's not 100% the case for everyone that people can even do it. You know, and it applies to so many things, to like buying things, obviously, because like having money for something, or having physical ability to do something, having mental ability to do something, because, you know, if we're talking about mental health issues, then still some people, if not the majority, are still not able to do some things. And yeah, I guess I just like to see it the way, not in like statistical way, majority, minority of people who are able to do something, but in actual, like, wow, not everyone can do it, so it is a privilege. Well, I guess then you can say it about everything, really. That, like, anything that you can think of, there is a person in this world who cannot do it for whatever reason. I don't know. Like, down to walking or breathing or, you know, like, thinking straight. Like, I guess it reminds me of the first episode of the Money and Freedom, where I talked about, like, to some extent, we are always free, because you still have the ability to, like, walk, like, and when you think you're not free to do anything, like, you can't do anything, you're so, like, restrained, restricted by so many forces, you can still do so many things that you don't realize that you are doing every day, or you could be doing every day, that not everyone has the freedom to do, or the ability to do, so we kind of, like, yeah, just reminded me of that topic. So I guess it is really applicable to so many things, but in reference to self-isolation is just so counterintuitive, again, in our times, and in, I guess, values in our times that people have, to always be connected, to be in society, that isolation does not seem as desirable. Maybe also after COVID, when people were forced to self-isolate, but without actually realizing that some people are also forced to be self-isolate, but they are actually not able to do so. Like, they would maybe love to be helpful and, you know, not pose a danger to society, but they just cannot, otherwise they'll die. Like, literally, like an old grandpa who's not able to walk out the house by himself, and he needs a person to bring him food and to cook for him, let's say. Not even bring him food, but just to be with him, or to, like, take care of him. He's not able to self-isolate, right? Anyways, now I can get back to what I started to say about London weather, about wonderful, warm summer weather, and me being motivated and finally doing stuff that I wanted to do. Drum roll, I bought myself inline skates after, what, like 2 months of not really contemplating. I must be honest, I kind of forgot about it. I kind of had it on in the back of my head. But yeah, so in the beginning of March, I started to see people just skating. And I was like, true, I used to do that too. And I was actually really fun, and I want to get back into it, and I want to get, like, I want to buy myself inline skates. These are like basically like normal skates, not those with, like, not the quads with four wheels like a car, but like all in one line skates, inline skates. Anyways, right, and so I wanted to get it for like my birthday, like my myself birthday present, and then somehow another month and a half went by, and yesterday, oh my god, it was such an interesting encounter. I was just sat outside, because if you don't have social media, I must tell you, you get bored in your room quite quickly. Because looking, like watching, being on social media outside sucks because it's so bright. Like if it's good weather, obviously, if it's sunny, it sucks because you can't see the screen. You don't really see anything. So you stay in your room. But other than that, there is, for me at least, like this week, I feel like there is not much to do in my room. And in the evening, I'm like, I've done everything that I wanted to do. I don't want to study. And I just get outside, and because if I can't run or don't want to go for a run, I just go to the river and I just sit there and I read or I journal or something. And there is also this nice like group of people who do dancing on some days of the week. Very cute. They do like some, I don't know, Spanish or some, I don't know, Mexican music or something. I don't really know, but probably Spanish. And they just dance. It's not like a lessons or anything, but they're so cute. I've just watched them yesterday. It was really, really, really cute, really nice. And I just sit there, and this guy on inline skates passed by, and he was also carrying like this camera with a stabilizer. I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like he's probably filming something really cool, maybe for someone. And I, like, the skates caught my eye, and I was like, yeah, true, skates, right. And, like, I turned around when he passed by, I turned around, and I was like, skates, you know, because he was going also quick, and that was, like, looked cool. And he turned around at the same time, and I think he got the message that I liked him or something, I don't know. And so he left, and I opened my phone, and I started researching the skates again, like where I can get them, because last time when I started researching, it was like some really cheap and some really expensive, and I was really torn between the two, and I wasn't sure where to buy them, like good ones, but not too expensive ones. So I went on my phone again, and I started to look up, you know, what skates are also the best for like beginners, but also for, you know, riding in the city, blah, blah, blah. And like, I guess, what, 15, 20 minutes later, the guy comes back and asks me if I mind if he sits like there next to me. I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. And I started asking him about the skates because I was literally looking at the website. And so he recommended me like a store where I can buy it, because like where I think he bought it or something, because he's also bought them only like 2 years ago or something or whatever. And then from skates, we ended up talking for like an hour and a half, or like an hour, just about everything. I feel like I've been mostly talking, and then he was just listening mostly. But that was just so random. And then today, because like he asked me why I never got them, like I told him that I wanted to get skates in like March already, and he was like, why didn't you do it? And I was like, yeah, I don't know, I was busy. And then he asked me what my job was, or like what I was doing, because I'm busy. I'm like, yeah, no, busy, by busy I mean lazy, and just didn't want to like spend money on it. And then just like while talking, and I looked at like the website store, I was like, yeah, okay, I'll go tomorrow, and basically today, the next day. Because also, obviously, he recommended me this store, so I knew where to go, because I really didn't want to buy them online. Anyways, this is details, but that's just, like, so cool, you know? That's just something that gives me summer vibes, that gives me, like, I don't know, you just go out, you sit there, you meet someone, and you end up just going and buying inline skates that you've been wanting for, like, a month. And, yeah. Now I got blisters because I didn't have proper socks, and I went from the store to like back home, and it took me about an hour. It was so hot, but it's like so cool. I get such like flashbacks from my childhood, because we used to even have like a trainer, you know, like a person who teaches you how to inline skate. And the one thing that I remember from those classes that was always the same, it's called, like, this woman, she called it like fridge. Basically, when you go over some kind of like not flat surface where you have to hold your balance and not slip, you put your feet like shoulder width apart, and one of them, so for me it's always right, I really can't do it on the left, your right foot is like kind of like half of your other foot in front of it, you know, so you have kind of like in total you have three halves of a foot lengthwise, you know what I mean? And then this is like the most stable position, and you just stay in this position when you go over some kind of like uneven surface, and this works perfectly. This is just something that gives me like security when riding, and that fascinates me, honestly, that like I must say it must have been more than 10 years ago, so it must have been when I was like, I don't know what, 7 years old maybe, and still like 10 years later I still remember this little trick, you know, that I've been taught. I think that's so crazy how your brain remembers something like this, because like it's probably like procedural memory, but at the same time I do remember her explaining it to me, but I don't really remember much else. Maybe because this was really vital when riding in the city, or it was just something really important not to fall, because obviously like how to do, I don't know, some kind of curves, it's not really that important, it's just kind of like something that you learn, some tricks, but this is just something that you need every time you ride. And this, I don't actually know if you say ride, like what, skate is a verb, but I'm not sure. I love this question online. Does roller skating burn belly fat? Yes, roller skating can help burn belly fat, particularly when combined with a healthy diet. Bro, I'm gonna tell you, this is just healthy diet and burning calories. Here's why and how. Calorie burn, core engagement, overall body fat reduction, increased heart rate, well, yeah, that's calories, no? Fun and low impact. That's interesting. But yeah, I love that people just ask themselves that. Like, they want to lose belly fat, like they want to lose weight on like their belly basically, and they think to ask Google that, and it must have been several people if it's here. People also ask, this is important, is it legal to roller skate on the road in the UK? May skate on the road unless it is restricted by park notice and in any other area where permitted. Is 40 too old to roller skate? Yes, roller skating... What? Oh. Yes, roller skating can be very safe for adults over 40, especially when proper protective gear is worn. No, that's cute. You guys go skate. Wow, there is a thing, electric roller skates. Are they legal in the UK? They are banned. Ooh. Are curved blades? What is curved blades? Is it legal to own a sword? What the fuck? God! You know, when you go on Google and you ask something, right? Then you scroll down and there is people also ask. And then there is like, let's say, 5 questions, and you can press this little button on the right that shows like down, and basically it's gonna just open the answer to this question. Anyways, and then if you open one question, then there's like added another 5 questions or something, or I don't know how many. And basically the more questions you open, the more questions appear like at the bottom. And now by opening like a couple questions, I got to, is it legal to carry a 3-inch blade in the UK? Can I have a samurai sword in my house in the UK? Are knuckle dusters illegal in the UK? Like, bro, that's not something I wanted to know. I just wanted to know if you can say ride skates. But well, I guess I asked the question wrong. Well, we never know. Anyways, skate. What I was talking about? I don't even know. Okay, I re-asked the question properly, and yes, you can say ride roller skates or roller blades, I guess, as well. Also, today I found out rollerblade, that people That was such a German accent, I feel like. When people say rollerblades, and people mean basically inline skates, rollerblades, same as like, you know, Pampers, that's the only thing that I know really. It used to be, it is actual name of a brand. So the ones that I bought are rollerblades, but it is a name of a brand, but it's got, you know, turned into an actual like noun that people just use to describe roller skates or inline skates. But what is the difference actually? Because I know that, okay, so roller skates is the ones with four wheels, like not next to each other, like the quads. And rollerblades are the ones with inline skates. Well, that used to be an actual name of a brand. And there is also, so inline skates is the actual name of the other type of the ones that I have. So where all the wheels are in one line. I'm guessing that's why they're called inline skates. Makes sense. And that's a bit of a different topic, but, well, it's completely a different topic, really. But that's just something that I also contemplated talking about, but I didn't really know what to like say about it. I was applying for two universities in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam and Rotterdam, and there was a selection test, and then they say based on the results, but maybe I'm going to do another episode, maybe not, where I talk about it. But actually, I remembered at some point that I had been recording an episode about University of Amsterdam selection procedure. And I was kind of like documenting how much I've studied and, you know, how we all went. But I didn't want to post it in February when it took place because the results were in April, so I didn't want to risk it and post the episode beforehand, even though I wasn't really talking about, like, I wasn't even like showing any materials, that which you're not allowed to do, but still I didn't want to really talk about, you know, the materials that were there and the topics and stuff. But yeah, I just remember that it is still like recorded but without the actual update about the results, so that might come out at some point if I actually make it, if I finish it and make it into an episode. I'm actually gonna do it, I think. I kind of forgot about it. Well, I completely forgot about that episode, about that recording that I made. I think it's quite long, but I'll try to cut out the unnecessary stuff. When I remembered it, I didn't really want to post it. I didn't really want to upload it and like edit it, because I don't know, I feel like I've talked so much about like such irrelevant information, but I think I'm gonna just do it for it to be interesting, and also to talk about the like actual, the way they decide on like ranking numbers and everything, because who knows, maybe that helps someone, or I guess, yeah, I'm gonna come back to it. I always say I'm gonna come back to something. I think it's so funny. I'm like, I have so much to talk about. But then when I actually have to record something, I don't really know what to say. And I'm just there looking at my notes on my phone and scrolling and seeing what topic I feel like today. Anyways, there is days like that where you just don't know what to really say. Like, and usually it's the days where you have the most thoughts. Like, you have so many thoughts spiraling in your head. Well, not even spiraling, maybe it's not even like nothing bad, it's just like so much that you're thinking about. But then like I can't find the topic that will be kind of like interesting and entertaining for someone to listen to. Maybe not too personal, because obviously like if I feel like it only applies to me, then it's not something that would be interesting to listen to, I guess. And also something that can be elaborated on, you know, because it's just like kind of like maybe I should make like a series of just me just talking my mind. It's not like I usually don't do it, but still I usually try to kind of like stick to a topic at least for half an episode, and then the second half is whatever is in trend of my mind right now. But I try to still kind of come to some kind of thought in the end, at least of the topics that I chose. But I might make sometimes make episodes where I just literally talk my like life updates or something, and something that is just in my head that I'm thinking about. Because also, right, I'm gonna go into a different topic now, into actually my thoughts, and I don't even wanna make this episode too long because it's already quite long. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, and next Sunday is obviously another episode. I am really gonna try. Also, yeah, there is news. I got a job, and yeah, I it's so funny how, like, when people used to ask me, when before I moved to London, people used to ask me, why are you moving, you know, why London, what, blah blah, and one of my first responses was, well, it's a big city, there are so many opportunities, and you know, so many ways that you can go. And yeah, the opportunities, when I was looking for a job, a lot of opportunities produces a lot of demand for these opportunities, and a lot of people who you have to compete with. And funnily enough, now I'm going to be traveling an hour to my work every week, every weekend. So yeah, but I got a job, so that's new. So anyways, this hour of my time there and an hour back now can be used productively to edit these episodes. So I hope you enjoyed this one. Come back for the next one next week. And yeah, that was it. Thank you. Bye-bye.